I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Hezbollah is replacing the role of government as Lebanon nears collapse, offering food and fuel subsidies. Critics fear the move positions Lebanon as a proxy state for Iran. Pierre Husney of Horizons International encourages believers to keep their eyes on the bigger prize, no matter what happens next.
If we can get Lebanon through this period of crisis, the church that remains is the special forces for missions in the Middle East and in the Muslim world. It's an incredibly strategic time right now.
Please pray for gospel opportunities as believers share the love of Christ in Beirut and beyond.
And a lot of people are telling us, wow, you guys evangelicals, you are doing wonderful work that nobody else is doing. Everybody else is, you know, trying to take advantage of this situation, but you guys are here standing with people and giving whatever you can.
Iran has a very young population, says Rex Rogers of Sat7 USA. Now these young people have become increasingly discouraged about the political and religious establishments in the country.
You're talking about a region where religion is often a tool to power. Those 35 and younger people, 65% of an 80 million population, all they've ever known is the current system of religion as a tool to power. They don't remember the Shah. They don't remember any other freedom time. They don't remember anything. It'd be like me thinking back to FDR or, you know, farther back than that. So they're looking for a religion that works. They're looking for faith that works. They're looking for hope. And the church provides that.
Iranian Christians can often feel isolated, unable to meet together with large groups of other believers. So Rogers encourages listeners to pray that Jesus would be with this isolated but growing community. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.